Today's Amud is Beitza Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. We're holding on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph by the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. So says the Mishnah, Ein Mivakin Eitzim, a person on Yom Tov, he wants some smaller pieces of wood to use to fuel his fire. So you're not allowed to chop up wood. You can't chop up a kaira, you can't chop up a wooden board, and also you can't chop up a wooden board that broke on Yom Tov. Rashi explains it's a zu ve'ein tzarech leimer zu. You're not allowed to chop up the board, and of course, needless to say, you can't chop up the beam that broke on Yom Tov, because being that it was attached to the house on Yom Tov, so therefore now it's muksa. Assuming it wasn't weak board going into Yom Tov, so that beam is muksa even when it then breaks on Yom Tov. So that, of course, you can't chop up. That's going to be a muksa problem. You're not even allowed to chop up the koyreis that were already broken from before Yom Tov, and we'll discuss why in a moment. And then says the Mishnah, ve'ein mevaken, and you're not allowed to chop up, loy bekardem v'loy bemegera v'loy bemagel. You can't chop using an axe, a saw, or a sickle. Ella bekoifetz, you have to chop, when you chop wood, which we'll have to see what that means when we get to the Gemara, because we just said that you can't chop wood. Then says the Mishnah, that when you chop, so you can't use the regular kalim, you can't use the kardem, you can't use the axe, you can't use the megera, the saw, and you can't use the magel, the sickle. Ella, instead, you have to chop it up with the shinoi. What's a shinoi? Ella bekoifetz. You could use a cleaver, which we've mentioned is the butcher's knife, which is normally used to chop up meat. So that's something that you could use to chop up the wood. So so says the Gemara, Va'amrit Reisha Eimivakin Klal. So right away, ask the Gemara, the Mishnah seems to be Saiser itself, Minei Ubei. First you start telling me that you can't chop up any sort of wood. It doesn't matter if it broke on Yom Tov, it doesn't even matter if it was broken already from before Yom Tov. And then the Mishnah goes and says that you just can't chop in the normal way, but you could chop using a shinoi. So ask the Gemara, Va'amrit Reisha Eimivakin Klal. The Reisha was a mashma that there's nothing to chop. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Chasurei Mechzra, really, what the Mishnah means to say is as follows: that ein mivakin minasavar shel koreis, you're not allowed to chop a pile of boards that's being oimed. It's oimed for construction. A savar shel koreis means a pile of boards that's oimed for construction. So therefore, it's muksa. It's muksa. It's oimed for the construction and the construction, and therefore it's muksa. V'loimin al koreish nishbara biyamtiv, and you also can't chop up a beam that broke from the house on Yom Tov. Aval mivakim min ha-kaira shenishbara me'erev Yom Tov. The regular kaira, the kaira that broke from before Yom Tov, that you're allowed to chop on Yom Tov. That you are allowed to chop, that you are allowed to cut up. However, on that, the end of the Mishnah was saying, u'kishahein mivakim, when you chop up the wood from the kaira that broke before Yom Tov, so ein mivakim, you can't cut, you can't chop the wood in the normal fashion. Like the kardom, you can't use an axe. V'loy b'magol, you can't use a sickle. V'loy b'magera, you can't use a saw. Ela b'kaifetz, you have to use the cleaver, you have to do it with a shinoi. And the reason for all this, Rashi says, the Rambam says in Mefurish, from Rashi it's mashma like this as well, is that it's an issue of ovdin d'chol. It looks like it's very weekday-like. It looks like maybe you're doing a malacha. Maybe Rashi means something else. Rashi also mentions the fact that it's tircha. It's some sort of durabanan, perhaps because of the nechol or tircha, that you're not allowed to chop up the wood in the regular fashion on Yom Tov. However, if you do it in a funny way, if you do it with a shinui, you use a meat cleaver to cut up the wood, so then it's going to be mutter. That's what the Mishnah means to say. And Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a braisa, Mamish says it's mefurish. The braisa says that ein mevakin eitzim, you're not allowed to cut up wood on Yom Tov. Lo minasvar shel koreis, you can't cut up the stack of boards that's only made for construction, and you also can't cut up the beam that broke on Yom Tov, because those things have a muksa issue. Being that those things are muksa, that's why you can't cut those things up on Yom Tov. However, what would be by a kaira that broke already from before Yom Tov, where there's no muksa issue? So then you are allowed to cut it up. Just our Mishnah added that you have to do it with a shinoi. The Mishnah said, v'loy bekardum, you can't cut it in a normal way. One of the kalim the Mishnah described is an axe. A kardum, you can't use an axe. So Amar Rav Chinna bar Shalmiya, Mishmei de Rav, he said in the name of Rav, that when we say that there's a problem to use an axe, so an axe always has two sides to it. There's the regular edge of the axe, that's the sharp edge of the axe, it's very wide, that's used to actually chop wood. And then on the back side, there's a very thin blade. It's a small piece which is used maybe to cut smaller pieces. That's not used to do big construction work. So says Rav Chinna, he says in the name of Rav, that Leishanu Ela B'Nakva Shaloi. When we say that you can't use an axe to cut up the wood, to cut up the beams on Yom Tov, the problem is only if you use the Nakvus side. The Nakvus side is a reference to the wider side. It's only a problem to use the wider side. Of a Bezachra Shaloi Mutter. But if you want to use the narrow side, so that's considered like a shinoi, and therefore that's going to be mutter. Ask the Gemara Pshita, of course it's mutter. We already know that b'kaifetz tanan. The Mishnah says that you could use a kaifetz, you could use a cleaver. Now the cleaver is a very narrow blade. The cleaver blade is similar to the zachrus blade of the kardum. So if you tell me you could use a kaifetz, so then of course you could use the zachrus of the kardum. What's the chiddush? So says the Gemara, Ma'u de Tema, I could have thought to say that Hani Mili Kaifetz Lechudei. Now when the Mishnah says you could use a Kaifetz, the Mishnah was giving a heter specifically to using a Kaifetz. However, Aval Kardum the Kaifetz, but when it comes to the Kardum and the Kaifetz, meaning using the thin side of the Kardum, so Ema Migu de Haigisa Aser, Haigisa Nami Aser. So I could have thought to say the whole concept of using a kardum is of the nechol, and therefore you can't use a kardum bichlal. A kardum is out of the question, being that it has that wider side, so now you can't even use the zachar side. You can't use it bichlal. Kamash malon, that's Rav's chiddush, and no, you are allowed to use the zachar side. It's just like a kaifetz, and it's mutter to use it on Yom Tov. V'ika demasni la seifa, some have Rav's statement, a different version of Rav's statement, and it was going on the seifa of the Mishnah. It said Ela B'Kaifetz. The Mishnah said you can't use all the different kalim, the regular ones, but you could use a meat cleaver, you could use a kaifetz. So I'm Rav Chinna bar Shalmiya Mishmei de Rav, and on that we said in the name of Rav that Leishanu Ela B'Zachra Shalad. Apparently the kaifetz also had two sides of the blade. There was the thinner blade and then there was the wider blade. And Rav said that when we say that you could use a kaifetz, you're only allowed to use the zachrus side of the kaifetz. Of a benakva shaloi, but when it comes to using the wider blade, so that's going to be aser. And on that we have this shaklavataria that asks the Gemara Pshita that of course it should be aser to use the wider side of the kaifetz because the Mishnah says v'loi bekardum. It says that you can't use an axe. Now the wider side of the kaifetz is just like an axe. So it says v'loi bekardum tanan. So ma'u de tema, says the Gemara, I could have thought the same. That hani mili kardum. That when the Mishnah says you can't use a kardum, it's specifically a kardum that you're not allowed to use. Aval kaifetz v'kardum, but when it comes to the kaifetz u'kardum, meaning the wider side of the kaifetz, so I would have thought to say, Ema migu de hai gisa shari, hai gisa nami shari. I could have thought to say that since one side of the kaifetz is mutter, so the other side of the kaifetz is also mutter, because the whole concept of using a kaifetz is a shinoi, and therefore it doesn't matter which side of the kaifetz you use. Kamash malan, then know that there's an issue with using the wider side of the kaifetz, that's like using a kardum, and you're not allowed to use the wider side of the kaifetz. Says the Mishnah Vayter now, Bayis Shumale Peres, let's say a person, he has some sort of storage facility, he has some sort of room that's locked up, it's completely closed in, and it's filled with fruits, it has some food in it, and he wants to have that food for his Suda on Yom Tov. It's a Tzarech Yom Tov, and he wants, but he can't open the house, the room is completely sealed in. The only way he can get to the food that's inside is if he knocks down the house, if he knocks down the room. So that's the Malacha of Saiser, and apparently that's Aser on Yom Tov. Either you could say because Saiser is always Aser on Yom Tov because it's not intrinsically food related, or maybe it's Aser because you could have opened this room on Erev Yom Tif, for whatever reason, the Malach of Seisar, the Gemara is going to assume is a problem, and asks this, and so says the Tanakhama, you have this room and there's food inside, so now you can't access the food. V'nifchas, however, if it broke by itself, something happened and some of the bricks just came falling down, and now there's an opening into this room, so says the Tanakhama, Naitol Mimakum Apchas, you are allowed to take from that opening. You can't open it up anymore, even though there's only an Issa Derabanan to open it up more, but you could take from the place where it got opened. Rabbi Meir Aymer, Af Paiches Lechatchila V'naitlo. That you could even open up the chadchila, you could even break down the room in order to get the food. And ask the Gemara, Amai, right away, ask the Gemara, how could Rameir say it's mutter to break open the room? V'kasasar Allah, it's the malach of Saiser, which again, the Gemara is assuming that that's asr on Yom Tif, even though you're doing it l'tzarech haichol nefesh, that this is going to be asr on Yom Tif, again, perhaps because you could have done it before Yom Tif, and therefore ask the Gemara that how could Rameir say that you're allowed to open up the room on Yom Tif to get the food. It's the malacha of Seisar. So says the Gemara, Amrav Nechumi Bar Adam, or Shmuel, Bavira de Livne. Now, here we're talking about a situation where there was no Seisar involved. The bricks were not cemented one on top of the other. It was just layered one on top of the other. It was Avira de Livne, which means uncemented layered bricks. And on that, there's no Isser of, at least Isser Daraisa of Seisar. That's when Rameir said that you could go ahead and you could open it up to get to the food. Ask the Gemara, Aini, is that really true? That it's mutter in such a case to touch these bricks and open it up? Even though there's no problem of Seisar, but they're going to have a problem of moving the bricks, is going to be a problem of Muksa. V'am Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman once taught us, that Hani Livni, when you have these bricks, the Eisar Mibinyana, that are left over from a construction site, so the leftover bricks are Shari L'Tatlinu B'Shabata. So you're allowed to move them on Shabbos, they're not Muksa. Hayo v'chazi l'mizga alayu, because you could use it as a chair. They're not only made for construction anymore, they're left over. You could use them as a chair, and therefore they're not going to have a problem of muksa. However, said Rav Nachman, sharginu, if you pile them up, vadayaksinu. The fact that you then put them into a neat pile, that shows that maybe you're planning on using it for a different construction site. And then they become muksa. So you see, piled bricks, even though they're uncemented, is a problem of muksa. So therefore, how could our mayor say that you could open up this room to get to the food, even if you're going to tell me that the bricks weren't cemented to each other, so there's no problem of seiser, but it's still a pile of bricks, which is going to be a problem of muksa. So how did our mayor allow a person to open up this room lechatchila? So says the Gemara, Amrei Mizera, B'yom Tiv Amru, Avolai B'Shabbos. Ein Echanami, on Shabbos there would be a problem of muksa to get to the food, and on Shabbos you wouldn't be allowed to do this, to move the bricks to get to the food. Rabbi Meir's Hatter was Dafka with regards to Yom Tif. Seemingly the Gemara means to say that when it comes to Eichel Nefesh on Yom Tif, you're allowed to move muksa. There's no problem of moving muksa if it's a Tzarech Eichel Nefesh. And therefore, Rabbi Meir Dafka said with regards to Yom Tif, you can move the bricks even though it's muksa, letzarech eichol nefesh. It says the Gemara, Tani Nami Hachi, we learned in the Braisa like this as well, Rabbi Meir Aymer, that af peiches lechatchila v'naito, that the Rabbi Meir gave this heta that we mentioned in the Mishnah, that you're allowed to even open up the room lechatchila. However, the Braisa adds in these details that we just said, that b'yom tiv amru avulay b'shabbos, that this heta is dafka by yom tiv and not by Shabbos. Why is it dafka by yom tiv? Because there's still an issue of total muksa, and therefore it's only on yom tiv it's mutter, because you're allowed to be metalto the muksa letzarech eichol nefesh. Agav, now that the Gemara established that we're talking about bricks that are uncemented, the bricks were uncemented, they were just piled one on top of the other, so the Rashba uses this to explain even the sheet of the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama agrees that once the bricks fall down, if on Yom Tif it was nifchas, if the bricks fell down, so then you're allowed to take the food. Now the Kasha, the Rashba asks, really Rashi deals with this also, but Rashi's teretz is a little bit harder to understand. But the Kasha the Rishayim have is, why isn't the food muksa? We know that if the only way you could get to it is by doing a malacha, like you have something that's attached to the ground going into Yom Tif, so then it's muksa. Even if it gets detached on Yom Tif, it's a problem of muksa. So now this food that's inside the room, being that you weren't able to get to it on Yom Tif, so the food is muksa. So because being that the only way you could get to it is by moving muksa, or having that we thought it even required saiser. But even the maskana, the only way you can get to it is by moving muksa. So how is it, and the Tanakhama holds that you're not allowed to move the muksa in order to get to the food. So why doesn't the food by itself, why isn't the food itself considered muksa? Even if the bricks fall down, it should be usher to eat that food on Yom Tov because of muksa. So Rashi explains that the reason why the food doesn't become muksa is because being that the only iser you had that was in your way to get to the food was an iser derabanan of tilto muksa, so an iser derabanan doesn't make the thing that you can't get to muksa. Only if there's an iser daraisa to get to the thing, like food that's attached to the ground, so being that there's an iser daraisa to get to that food, because it's going to involve the malacha of kaitzer, so therefore now that food, even if it becomes detached on Yom Tov, that food is muksa. But over here, there was no iser d'araisa involved to getting to the food, because like we said, the bricks are uncemented. It's only an iser d'rabanan of tilto muksa. Being that it's only an iser d'rabanan, so the food that's behind the bricks does not become muksa for whatever reason. That's what Rashi says. If it's only an iser d'rabanan in the way, so then the food does not become muksa. The Rashba says that the reason why the food doesn't become muksa is because here we're talking about bricks that are uncemented, so it's not a strong wall. Being that it's not a strong wall, it's natural that the bricks might collapse, and that's why, like we had before, by a kaisel ru'ua, sukkah ru'ua, so then Reb Shimon holds that it does not, the thing behind it, the wood itself, the wall itself, that's what we had before, the wall itself doesn't become muksa, the wood does not become muksa because a person's expecting it to fall. Hu'ad then over here, in our case, the food doesn't become muksa because being that the person is expecting it to fall, so that's a stam, just in terms of pshat, that's the pshat in the Tanakhama, that's why the food doesn't become muksa. Okay, as Hashem will pick up from here in the following shir.